This is Nick Field here at Latitude Festival, walking around talking to some of the local organisations, and joining me now is Matt from Suffolk Wildlife Trust. Good afternoon, Matt.
Hi, good afternoon.
Now, Suffolk Wildlife Trust is basically all over Latitude this year, and you're really making the most of the surroundings here. So tell us about some of the events that you've got going on here.
In the woodland area, we've got a few activities for young children. Bug hunting, where the kids can go and find mini beasts and then learn about the animals and the beasts in the woods. They can make art and crafts and make an eco shaker, and also some bunting using leaf prints. And then also there's another art and crafts area where they can make butterfly or dragonfly wings using willow. And then further down there's pond dipping, where the children make a book in, dip a net in, and then look under the magnifying glass to find out what type of creatures were in the pond.
Excellent, fascinating stuff. What's been the most popular activity of the weekend so far?
Every year it seems to be the pond dipping. The students or the kids really enjoy going in there, learning about what's so close to them, because some of them have got ponds and rivers near them, and they're unaware of the amount of the variation of the different animals in the water.
Excellent, good stuff. Do you get to do a lot of kind of like festival events like this one?
There's lots of day festivals that we're involved in, but it's fairs and fetes and anything that's in Suffolk where we're invited, or it's to raise awareness of the trust.
Excellent, and you're doing an excellent job here, and really making the most of what's available to you. So massive kudos to you for that. What other events have you got coming up with Suffolk Wildlife Trust?
During the summer holidays, there's a big range of different events during the school holidays. I'm personally based at Bradfield Wood, so we've got everything from making tree houses and ladders to flag challenges. So we're coming up to the end of July and August now, and I will just read a few off for you.
Mm-hmm.
So you've got children's activities, extinct and endangered, forest fun, something fishy, wild beach activities, wild play, myths and magic, capture the flag, young naturalists, bug bonanza. So it varies from accompanying activities for kids over three to children and young adults. So there's three sets of events throughout the summer holidays at all the different locations, and the locations all throughout Suffolk.
Mm-hmm.
For Foxborough Farm, Bradfield Woods, Argafen, Lackford Lakes, Nettleshall Heath, Carlton Marshes. And Carlton Marshes is a new developed nature reserve that is in the gap between Lowestoft and Yarmouth. They've bought a new piece of land, and some land has been donated with a new educational centre. So that's something that's going to be going on.
Oh, that must be really exciting to get involved with.
Yes, it's a very exciting project. We've been fortunate getting national lottery funding to develop this area to encourage people in Suffolk to be aware of all the marsh area, which is sometimes forgotten in Suffolk because they go further north into the Norfolk Broads.
Excellent. Well, it's brilliant that you're getting so involved in that, and I'm glad to hear that it's been going so well here as well. So where's the place that people can go online to find out more about Suffolk Wildlife Trust?
They can go online at suffolkwildlifetrust.org, and there's a website, and if they've got children, they go to the What's On section, and then they can see the different activities for adults and for children at all the different nature reserves.
Excellent. Well, thanks so much for chatting to us today, Matt, and I hope the rest of the festival goes well for you.
Well, thank you. Enjoy your festival as well.
Thank you.